"Have you understood all this?" Jesus asks. "Yes," say the students. I read that and I think, really? Liars. All of Jesus' parables are really tough for me. As a poet, I love the language, but mostly I just feel frustrated. "Just give it to me straight, Jesus," I want to tell him. "What is the kingdom of heaven like? Just tell me, Jesus, what is it like?" This week, I find myself really not liking the answer. I would like to hear that the kingdom of heaven is pretty and orderly and predictable. I would like a Barbie Dreamhouse heaven with matching accessories where everything has a place and looks just like it did on the box. I had to do some reading to open up these parables for me. Authors Theodore Wardlaw and Gary Paluzzo-Verdun were especially helpful. These parables are about disorder and turning all our assumptions on their heads. Maybe these parables are about exactly where we are in this country, in this moment. These parables are about what sneaks in when everything seems awful and chaotic and strange, which is the kingdom of heaven. Yeast creates a sometimes unpredictable reaction and a change. You might consider the man who buys the field a thief, and the one who buys the pearl might just be crazy. Once again this week, we're separating good from evil, and however you explain that, there will be gnashing of teeth. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, a weed, something unexpected that takes root, and next thing you know, it's gigantic. We have a lot of unexpected right now. And I can say that I do see the sprouts of the kingdom of heaven in the ways people all over this country are taking action to subvert power structures and fight for Black lives, for our immigrant siblings, for LGBTQ rights, and for poor folks everywhere. But I scroll through Facebook every day, and I visit Costco and Trader Joe's, and I talk to folks, and I hear what's on people's minds and hearts, and I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're ready to rejoice at what we've found. Today we also have a reading that is listed online as the top scripture reading for funerals. And I think that is where we are today, in a place of being stunned at the death all around us, in our hospitals and in our streets, and in a place of mourning for what has been lost. Paul writes to the Romans and to us today, "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Neither COVID, nor rampant injustice, nor a million overdue bills, nor rent that hasn't been canceled, nor the proposition of reopening schools, nor the proposition of not reopening schools, nor the everyday life and death decision you now have to make when you decide to go to the grocery store can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the truth, all the time. Even in those moments when you're thinking that maybe you can't take that next step, those moments when you can't see the edges of the kingdom of heaven peeking out anywhere. I spend a lot of time in the car these days. I live with my family in a very small space, which they are now always in. So if I ever want to have a private conversation, I have to take off in my car. So I have my conversations in between destinations, and I find that when I get there where I'm going, I often don't have the energy to get out of the car. I have to sit for a while in the overwhelm of it all, trying to get up the courage to venture out again into what feels like total chaos. And Jesus sits with me, whether I'm aware of him or not. Sometimes I am and feel grateful. Sometimes I'm just too exhausted. His love isn't dependent on my recognizing it, but it is always there to draw on. And I can see it more clearly when you all demonstrate it. Like this week when I picked up bikes for our homeless neighbors and sent off bags of sandwiches in the trunks of All Soulsians bound for hungry people. I talked and texted with volunteers who are trying every week to safely get food to those who need it, with the million questions and concerns that come along with that. I talked with our staff who are faithfully working to make church work, even now. I saw the creative and epic things being done to create connection over Zoom and to welcome people into this church. I recognize Jesus' love in our love for each other. And then I know 100% that we are not separated from that love so long as we look out for each other. For me right now, the kingdom of heaven is like three tents bound for the here-there camp in the trunk of my car. The kingdom of heaven is like more bananas than I can count, stacked in the parish hall for lunches for our homeless neighbors. The kingdom of heaven is like the smell of jambalaya in the kitchen after church because the open door dinner hasn't closed. The kingdom of heaven is like the candles I struggle to light but do always get lit. The kingdom of heaven is like the memory of the kids playing here in front of the front pew, like the memory of you with the bulletins in the narthex, and you opening that window on the side there, and my small acolyte trying to light candles in a robe that's too big for him. The kingdom of heaven is like not being able to see all of you right now, filling these pews in your suits and dresses, flip-flops and jeans, serious expressions and silly faces, but I know you're there. The kingdom of heaven is like not being able to see you, but I know you're there. The kingdom of heaven is God's ever-present love, which we are never separated from, which is here. Right now. Amen.